Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Lord, I ain't good enough, but the Lord still loves me. That is true for all of us. My goodness. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Throne Room Wednesday. Tonight is Wednesday, the 6th of April, 2016, and currently right now we are in the Apple Valley studio, and yes, 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 the doctor is back in tonight. He will be taking all of your prayers, your petitions, your praise reports, your comments, concerns, trials, and tribulations. He will be taking them all tonight to the throne of grace. It is our weekly Wednesday, which is our throne room Wednesday, which is our prayer line night. For the next hour, the doctor will pray with you, for you. We will believe with you, for you. We will pray about you and believe that God will intercede and God will answer that prayer. So tonight for Inspiration Wednesday, as you know, every week I do Inspiration Wednesday and Inspiration Thursday. So for tonight, I wanted to talk about peace, okay? With everything going on in the world right now, I think peace is a befitting topic to talk about tonight. So in life, we cannot avoid being unscathed in situations that we do not have the opportunity to control. Fear is what drives us to take control of every aspect of every situation. When we are in fear, in fact, it is so that if we fail, then we know that we have at least tried. So we have to try. But what if we were meant to let go of that control in our lives and trust that God will turn things out the way they're supposed to be? Now, Jesus was secure in knowing that everyone in the boat would not perish. He spoke peace to the storm raging with turbulence and fear. Now, the Bible does say in John 14 and 27, that St. John 14 and 27, that Jesus will give you peace and not as the world gives. The Bible also says that in Mark 8 and 35, that whosoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whosoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save his own life. Now, when we're talking about peace, peace be still has a meaning. Now, according to different stuff in the Bible and according to different commentators that I'm kind of reading about, there's one commentator in particular, his name is John Gill. Now, he says that he was able to understand peace in an authoritative way. Now, if you don't know what authoritative means, that means someone who has authority, somebody who gives commands, who gives orders, who tells people what they think they should be doing. Now, in other words, when Jesus rebuked the wind, this is when they were in the boat, the wind seemed to attempt to resist him. The storms in the particular body of water had taken the lives of many sailors, and the disciples knew of this, but Jesus is undaunted. That means Jesus wasn't bothered. He knew that he could calm the storm, and without a hint of trepidation, he tells the waves, "Peace, be still." Now, in your life tonight, do you have peace? Can you tell the drama and the trouble in your life, peace be still? Can you tell the devil, Satan, flee away from me, get behind thee? Can you say that? Do you have the faith and the confidence to say that? Can you tell God to have peace in your inner circle? Can you tell God to put everybody who's around you in your circle, in your circumference, to bring peace and understanding, happiness and joy? Can you do that? Are you afraid to do that? Now, the peace be still reminds us that God has everything under control. Even in the most violent of storms, God has everything under control. Do you believe that tonight, that he has everything under control in your life? I believe it for me, because whenever there is turbulence, trials and tribulations in my life, this is personal, God does remind me that he is God and he is there in the moment. He has to remind me. And you might say, well, why don't you already know? Well, sometimes when something happens, all of a sudden we worry and we stress in the moment, but then we're reminded. And also you want to let the peace of God rule in your heart, to which also you were called in one body and to be thankful. That's in Colossians 3 and 15. And then finally, this final verse that I want to talk about tonight, it details the characteristics of God calls for us to have. We are to have peace in our hearts in all situations, regardless of how easy or difficult. Most of the time, life is not easy. And God never told us that on this earth, life would be easy. He never gave us that it would be easygoing, happy-go-lucky. Now, we are all born into sin. We are born into affliction. We are born into a dying body. That's out of Psalms 51. And when I have this saying that says we are all born on death row, from the moment we come out of our mother's womb, we are on death row, because there are so many babies born, stillborn. The moment they come out, they've passed away. So we are born on death row from the moment we are here in the earth. until the Lord takes us home to glory. We are all here and we're born into sin until we learn and we know better, then we do better. When we learn about God's unmerited favor, his saving power, his keeping power, which is the Holy Ghost, when we learn of that and we follow those patterns and we do what God has called upon us to do. And how do we know what he called upon us to do? Because we are reading our word, our sword, the Bible. We're listening to our pastor or our preacher, minister, apostle, or bishop. We're loving where we worship. We're fellowshipping. We're being in the midst where two or three can assemble in the midst in God's name. These are the things that we are doing to get ourselves ready for his return. We're not supposed to get ready right now. We're supposed to already be ready. And if for those of us, people in radio land, people all over the world that aren't ready, well, going to church every Sunday can help you to understand how to be ready. But you have to listen. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of God is saying unto the church. You have to be willing to listen to the person that's giving us the bread of life. Listen to the person that's giving us the word. He's feeding us. Spiritually, we're getting nurtured if we go to a church. And if we don't go to a church and we're listening to a television preacher, if God leads you to listen to them, then you have to hear what he's saying to you. Okay? Now, like I said, we are born sinners in a dying body, Psalms 51:5. But we have been given life again because of Jesus. God sent his only begotten Son, that who shall never believe in him shall not perish. Whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So when you believe and you do what Acts 2:38 calls on you to do, when you follow Acts 2:4, you will have the second chance to the tree of life. I thank you guys for listening to Inspiration Wednesday. So awesome of you guys to always listen to me. When I find amazing topics, I like to share them with you. When I'm reading something that's passionate in the Bible, I do like to inspire you guys. No way am I a preacher nor a teacher. I'm just trying to inspire you and make you smile just a little bit longer. And now, the reason we are all here today, right now in this moment, it is prayer time. And right now in the world, we need prayer. Tonight, my prayer request on the land for those in radio land is to pray for the nation, America. Pray for Ukraine and Russia and the fighting and the war. I'm also praying for soul salvation for those out there that are lost in a dying world. I'm praying that God will touch all the bereaved people that are still suffering with the loss of a loved one. Pray for unity in every church across this nation. Pray that more people will hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. That's what we need to pray for. He who has an ear, let him hear. We need to pray for that. This is the time we're in now where these prayers matter. So please, if you don't do anything else today, have somebody call in, whether they call in and announce their name or they're anonymous. Have them call in for prayer. Right now, we need it. We need prayer more than anything in this country. I thank y'all for listening to me. May the words that I've spoken be as inspirational to the hearers and the doers and the listeners of God's word. And please honor my prayer request. God bless everybody.
God bless you in radio land. God bless you. This is Dr. Moore. Amen, amen. Coming to you once again on this Wednesday night. And you have heard words of inspiration, amen, coming from Sister Kitasha tonight, encouraging you on peace. Peace, peace. We're living in a time right now, praise the Lord, that I believe, amen, the world is seeking for peace because the world is upset at this very moment. It's very mumbled, and it's going into more tragedy, amen, as we live in. But Jesus, amen, gave us a Christian, or inwardly peace. And amen, he said, my peace I leave with you, not as the world has. The world don't have this peace, but my peace I give unto you. Now, amen, that means you must come to him. Live for him and worship him in order to have this type of peace. This is Dr. Moore tonight saying amen. Tonight is prayer night. You, amen, that joins me every Wednesday night, praise the Lord. Don't let nobody deter you from, amen, help supporting, amen, this broadcast. There are many, amen, thousands of people that are listening to us, amen, on this broadcast tonight. We are majorly in every country that there is, amen. God has blessed us to be, amen, basically in every country that there is. So all over the world, our prayers is being heard. I need your support. This is not to glorify Bishop Moore, but this is to glorify the name of the Lord when you reach the destination of heaven. Amen. God will, amen, have that recorded. You support it. Amen, my prayer. Blessing by grace, which will touch many peoples. Tonight, amen, I have been in this thing over 60 years. And I want to say, man, what is coming up on the face of the earth? Yes, it does disturb me. Amen. And it's simply because I understand some of the scripture. All of it is not being fulfilled as yet, but I'm understanding some of the scripture. And what is coming up on the earth? Amen. You need to pray like never before. You need to be as Jesus, amen, said to his disciples, Lord, teach us how to pray. Some of our prayers, amen, we pray, we don't know how to pray. You got to pray until the Spirit of the Lord, amen, can come up on you. And when you don't know words to say, it's the Spirit of the Lord began to take over in your life, and it began to pray. Then you are praying. Come on, children. It's time to pray. It's time to get in touch with Jesus. I know the avenue, amen, of the Word of God. It says, amen. If any are sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. James 5:14-16. And in Acts 19:11-12, there was special miracles was done. And amen, the laying on of hands, amen, Mark 16:18. These was devoted men and women of God that had sold out their soul to the Lord. It's prayer time. The world is in trouble tonight. And as we listen at the terror that is going on, amen, in Russia and Ukraine, I want you to look up tonight because that ain't very far from America. You may think it's a distance, and you may think, amen, you're safe tonight, but that ain't very far. And I want you, amen, to be sincerely tonight, if you ever have been sincere. We're praying for the body of Jesus Christ tonight. We're praying for the regrouping of God, people will come together and we be of one of mind. Let's lay our distance aside. Amen. 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 As the Lord said, amen. Send Jonah down to Nineveh. Nineveh was a wicked city. And I basically want to say all over the world is a wicked city. Nineveh had Jonah had a message to go down there and tell Nineveh. God is going to destroy your city. But when the king heard that, they repented. That's what, amen, the world needs to do. That's what America needs to do right now is to repent. God spared them for a while because they did repent. Come on, if you want, amen, America to be America. You want, amen, religious is to be strong like it used to be. Let America repent. Because, amen, we own our way out. Call in tonight. This is Dr. Moore saying, amen. We want to take your request, not mine, but yours, to the Lord tonight. If you have a testimony that God is delivering you or the Lord is blessing you, we don't mind sharing that, amen, testimony tonight. We're praying for God's peoples everywhere. And I will say this before we open the line. Those of you that really know how to get a prayer through, pray for Dr. Moore in this broadcast. Amen. That we can touch hearts everywhere, continue to touch hearts everywhere. As I said, we're all over the world already. So praise the Lord. Jesus said, when this gospel be preached unto every nation, then the end shall be. Well, amen, we are part of that. We are preaching this gospel. We are opening the lines up at this time, praise the Lord, to take your request along with you to the throne of grace. God bless you. Amen, amen.
Caller from 323-570. You know, live on the air now, Dr. Moore. Dr. Moore. 323-570. Okay, call back in, caller. We'll take the next caller. Area code 747-295. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you. God bless you, Bishop and Katasha. It's good to hear your voice back on the line again. I was just listening to you. We have to repent. I was listening to Bishop talking about America. We need to repent, turn from our wicked ways. Hallelujah. And I'm such in agreement with it. My prayer request was pray much for me, that I grow strong and strong in the Lord. I had a nice Bible study at church tonight with Evangelist Shepherd. I'm just now leaving the church, and it was so good and so filling. We was up breaking bread with one another. So I just want to get... So for a lot of souls need to be saved. I'm asking the Lord to touch my unsaved loved ones, as well as all of our unsaved loved ones. I'm asking the Lord to touch my husband and put in his mind and his heart that he be filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm also praying for the body of Christ everywhere, my greater all nation family as a whole, my bishop and all the congregation, the whole congregations of Greater All Nation, that we stay on that one mind and one accord and hear what the...
God bless you, Sister Cynthia. Praise the Lord. You're cutting out on the end. Praise the Lord. But we, amen, understand where you're coming from tonight, and we thank God, amen, for the testimony tonight. We, amen, will continue that testimony, amen, taking those words of encouragement, amen, that we speak each week. Your loved ones, amen, and yourself, amen, in the build-up of the body of Christ to Jesus. Almighty God, this is your servant. You have called her out of darkness into this marvel light. Let her continue as a walk into thy footsteps. Let her know your voice when you are speaking to her. And Lord Jesus, all of those that are under the sound of her voice that she's asking for salvation, give them a heart of surrendering. We know they ain't coming on their own, but we know they have to surrender their heart unto you. We're praying for them each week, each day. My God, that they would just say, I'm going to give the Lord an eternal yes. And as the day is approaching and the wickedness is in the land, let the eyes come open and let them see that you are coming back, and you're coming back at a clean and a holy church,
yes,
a righteous church, an obedient church. My God, and you say, he that endures until the end, the same shall be saved.
Yes,
bless that household. I thank you for her, Lord, and I thank you for her spirit. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for her love for you. Just continue to bless her household. Give her the desires of her heart. You said if we delight ourselves within you, you will give us the desires of her heart. And a heart desire is fill her husband, Lord, with the Holy Ghost. Speaking in another tongue that the Spirit of God give uttering. Lord, her household, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for what you have done and what you're going to do right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you, Sister Cynthia.
Amen. Next caller, caller from 562-200. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller. 562-200, you're live on the air with Dr. Moore.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Sister Kitasha, God bless you, Bishop. May the Lord strengthen you, but the more, and give you wisdom evermore. Acts in prayer tonight for those, praise the Lord, that are out of the ark of safety. Said, remember those around the world that are suffering. Remember those that are sick and shut in. Remember the homeless. Pray for our children that the Lord will save them in due time, and believe and hold in the faith that he will, because it's promised unto us. Praise the Lord. Truly, we're praying for the word and for the broadcast, and that the Lord would give an ear to hear. Praying for, praise the Lord, that the saints of God everywhere would get on one accord, that the Lord might work, praise the Lord, to be manifested among us. Praying also for revelation. That is my request. God bless you.
God bless you, Mother, tonight. Amen. It's always a pleasure to hear your voice. Praise the Lord. Exalt in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. We're going to take that request of the Lord tonight. Almighty God, Almighty God, thou knowest. Thou knowest all things. And without you tonight, Lord, we know we cannot do anything tonight. I'm asking you, Lord God, is an honor. Mother Harris prayers tonight. My God, that souls might be saved. She has been evangelizing, Lord, on the field for a long time. Many souls have come, and Lord, we're still looking for others to come with. Our children in this generation and time now, Lord Jesus, they wasn't as difficult than what we were when we were raised in. We're trying to understand them, but we know that my God, now I know your ways are not like our ways. We ask you to draw our children, Lord. Help us to understand them in the name of Jesus. And we realize that time is winding up, my God. Everything that's not like you, every spirit that's not like you in our children right now, we cast it out in the name of Jesus. Put your love within them, Lord. Put your love, put your discerning within them. Let them see that time is running out, Lord. My God, and judgment is about to come on the scene. My God, answer your children prayer in the name of Jesus right now. And as Mother said, let us be of one mind, my God, and let us be of one accord. The body of Jesus Christ, every prayer right now, anoint in the name of Jesus. Right now, we come against the forces of hell in Jesus' name. We're looking at the condition, in my God, that is rolling in upon the face of the earth. My God, mankind is not getting closer to you, but they're getting farther away from you. We need your deliverance right now. Heal, deliver, and save in Jesus' name. Send to my mother no more in the name of Jesus, both mentally, physically, and emotionally. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. Thank you for calling, Mother.
Amen. God bless you. Be blessed.
Yes, ma'am.
Be Mother Black.
Peace be unto you.
caller from 323-836. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Yes. I would like to pray for me and my wife, Raynell Dunbar and Norlene Dunbar. Our arthritis be healed. But most of all, I would like to pray that our spirit is quick to forgive others as Christ has forgiven us. And a praise report, our son just went and checked into a program, and I pray that the Holy Spirit would use him to minister to those who don't know Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, Brother Dunbar, tonight. It is a blessing to hear your voice tonight. Thank God for your call, and amen. That is very encouraging unto us tonight. Praise the Lord. And we know and we believe the Lord is going to honor, amen, your prayers tonight. Praise the Lord. Together we stand and divided we fall. My God, I'm asking you to honor my brother prayer tonight in the name of Jesus right now. Keep us together, Lord. My God, keep us in the unity and in your faith tonight in Jesus' name right now. And Lord Jesus, his son, my God, I'm asking you to use him and go with him in the name of Jesus. My God, guide his feet, guide his hands, guide his mouth. Lord, let him be an example, touch in the name of Jesus right now. Oh, bless him, Lord, and bless that household of the Dunbar right now, Lord. My God, Sister Dunbar, in the name of Jesus. All that dwell in that house right now, keep covering them under your blood. Let them continue to say yes to you, no matter what they're going through it, Lord. Let them give you the glory and the praise, and we thank you for them tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Thank
amen.
You for calling us.
Amen.
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 God bless.
God bless you. Caller from 310-508. You are now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless.
God bless you, Deacon Jennings.
God bless, brother.
How you doing? God bless.
We bless in the Lord tonight.
I'm calling for prayer. Is continue to bless my home and continue to lift us up in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know the scripture. And Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. So just keep lifting them up. Amen. And Jesus is going to do the drawing. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, DK, man. You're inspiration, amen, in my life, amen, and I know you're a man of God, and I thank God for you, praise the Lord, amen. I'm very encouraged tonight, amen, is to pray with you, amen, tonight. We're going to take your request along with you to the throne of grace tonight. Almighty God, this is a special request that I come before you tonight, this man of God, Lord Jesus. He has been dealing with suffering from an accident he had for many years, but he have not let that stop him from giving you the glory. I thank you, Lord, thank you. For every bone that is in his body that he aches and he pains, but he still don't complain about that, Lord. He still want to give you praise and give you glory. I thank you for it right now. Lord is still taking care of his family. I thank you for him right now in the name of you. Oh, nobody knows but you, Lord. But, oh, my God, you're giving him strength. He don't grumble about it, but, Lord God, he tried it. He done the best he can, and it's been for many years, and I thank you for him right now. Keep showering your blessing down upon him. Lord Jesus, keep letting him go forward in you, letting the revelation be revealed to him through you, Lord. My God, that your grace is sufficient for him. In his weakness, your strength make him perfect. Touch, deliver in the name of Jesus. My God, let prayer come be more real to him than ever before in the name of Jesus. Let him hear your words, Lord. Let him operate on your words in the name of Jesus. My God, let your words comfort him in the midnight hour when in sleep and when in resting, Lord. Top time in the spirit. My God, sanctify his home, and we're going to give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen. God bless you, Deacon. Thank you for calling.
For the prayer for me and my wife. My wife is back up on her feet, and I just thank God for her.
Well, amen. That is a testimony by itself. Praise the Lord to know that, amen, prayer, the fervent prayers of the righteous prevailed much. Amen. Many of you don't understand what he said, but his wife, amen, was down, praise the Lord. Could not walk. Praise the Lord, but God is raising her back up and putting her back up on her feet. And we give him glory and we give him praise, amen, for Mother Jenny right now. In Jesus' name, thank God for that testimony. Amen, in Jesus' name. God bless you, Deacon.
Thank you, Bishop.
Amen, amen.
Caller from 626-318. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Yes, hi. I'd like to ask if we could do a prayer for my daughter's grandpa who's been very ill in San Diego and been hospitalized for days.
Praise God.
His name is Vincent Mendoza. Vincent Mendoza. That's his name.
Vincent Mendoza. God bless you, Brother Robert. We'll pray for you now.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My God. You say he's in the hospital?
Yes, he has been in the hospital for a few days already.
Well, we're going to pray, amen, that God, amen, give strength and deliver him, amen, out of the hospital. Thank you for calling us tonight. It encourages us, amen, to go that much further. In the name of Jesus right now, my brother is calling tonight, Lord, because we need you. My God, his father is in the hospital. But we know, amen, that there is nothing too hard that you cannot do. Go in the hospital right now and touch him right now. By your stripes we are healed. By your stripes we are delivered right now. I don't care what kind of disease it may be. You are able to heal all manner of disease right now. My God, let your spirit go there. Hallelujah. And revive him right now in the name of Jesus. Thank God for my brother calling right now. Continue to cover him under your blood. My God, continue to bless him for having faith to call in Jesus' name right now. We believe it's being done right now. Thank you. Amen, my brother, for calling tonight.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Caller from 214-694. You are now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Good evening, Bishop Moore. This is Brother Lamar. I'd just like to say the Lord for another opportunity to get on the air on the call. And I just pray that you, I just pray for my family, for comfort and healing right now in this time. And I just pray that we grow stronger in the Lord, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Brother Lamar, tonight, amen. We're going to touch and agree in the name of Jesus tonight. Amen, that we be of that one mind and be of one accord tonight, and that the Spirit of the Lord will guide us all. Amen. Yeah, and more effectively into prayer tonight. Prayer will cover the house. My God, prayer will cover, amen, your children going to school. Prayer will cover your family tonight. In the name of Jesus, you're releasing your faith tonight. And my God and God is honoring our prayer tonight. Thank you for calling tonight. May God richly bless you in everything, amen, that you do tonight. We pray that, amen, you prosper and be of good health in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you tonight for calling. God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. You're welcome.
Caller from 323-570. You are now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Bless your holy name tonight.
We can hear you in your alarm in the background, caller. Call back in. Next caller, 562-228. You are now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Keith Tasha and Bishop. Bishop Moore, I'm calling for prayer requests, special prayer requests for my nephew, Derek, that God intervene in his life and just keep him covered with his blood, continue to protect him, and pray for all our young men that God continue to cover them and keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Let us pray for this global famine that they say we have coming. We're on. A lot of countries are headed for starvation because of the war in Ukraine. So let us pray for the Universal Church that they be about God's business and get down to business and praying.
Praise the Lord, Minister Lori. God bless you, amen. That's my heart. It's heavy tonight because I don't know, amen, whether people see the big picture or not. It started over in Ukraine, but it is going to be a global. Amen.
Yes,
for
yes.
The whole world. Salvation, amen, is on its way. And we just pray, amen, that God will intervene some kind of way and turn that thing around because there are going to be millions of people dying from starvation. They already can see it because, amen, it's not enough food can be produced. Amen. To send to the countries like that, praise the Lord. And that's going to make, amen, our economy rise so high. And our grocery bill, amen, we ain't going to be hardly able to meet. So, amen, we need prayer tonight, saints. We need prayer.
Yes, yes.
The earth is the Lord, I know, and the fullness thereof. God can fix it tonight. My God, but he want us to hear. Not only do he want us to hear, he want us to repent tonight. And tell him that we're sorry of our sin tonight. My God, touch everywhere tonight in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I know you, I know the Bible tell us we should hear a world and room of the world. Amen, but not our heart be troubled tonight. But all the signs of time is right up on the face of the earth. Judgment is coming up on the earth. The world tonight. My God, have mercy upon your people.
Hallelujah.
My God, let them stop. Say we can wave the night come from there, set for
yes,
me.
Lord.
My God, and call upon your name
in the name of Jesus.
I know that you will provide for them as you did the children in the wilderness.
Yes.
My God, you made a way for them. You still make a way for us tonight in the name of Jesus. If we say yes to your will, my God, bless your people everywhere
in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord.
So,
in the name of Jesus.
Thank God, amen, for the revelation. Thank the Lord, amen, for the understanding of Minister Lawrence tonight, seeing the big picture tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
I pray that God, people's eyes will come open. Oh, and we will humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord.
Yes,
we will come down off the mountaintop and come and humble ourselves in the valley and say, Lord, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon our children tonight. Save them
in the name of Jesus.
We give you the praise
and
all the glory in Jesus' name. Thank the Lord. Amen and amen. God bless you, Miss Lord.
Thank you. God bless you and Keetasha.
Yes, ma'am.
Caller from 310484, you are now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hello, everyone. This is Shirlene Welch calling, and blessings to everyone. And it's my honor being here tonight with you guys. My prayer request is for my family member on my father's side, my second cousin's two sisters got into it fighting last week, and one of them stabbed the other one, and of course the other one passed away. So I'm asking for prayers for the mother and of course for the family that are going through this. It says in the end times, family will be coming towards one another, and it is end time right now, so brothers are be coming towards one another, so I'm just asking for prayers towards my family. So once again, it's a blessing and an honor to be here tonight. Katasha, thank you so much for sending this to me, and I just want to let you guys know that I miss you guys, so thank you so much.
God bless you, Sister Charlene. Thank you for calling in tonight.
God bless you. God bless you. We love you.
Yes.
We love you tonight. We love you. We love you. We love you. I mean,
thank
even
you.
Though,
thank
amen,
you.
We're not in contact with you like we want to be, but that don't stop our love from reaching out and touching you. We're praying for you tonight.
Thank
I'm
you.
Very sorry, amen, is to hear of the incident of your sisters tonight. My God, but you said it, amen, so eloquent, amen. We living in the last days. And Jesus has prophesied this and told us, amen, that mothers is going to be against daughters and daughters was going to be against sons. And we're facing it right now. But almighty God, right now, I'm asking you to give my daughter comfort and ihushanda and comfortation right now. Move upon her by your spirit right now. In the name of Jesus, we don't have the answer, but Lord, you have the answer because you know the heart of every individual right now. Touch my sister right now, Lord, and give her strength. My God, it's continue on in the name of Jesus. Touch that family right now that is distorted. My God, touch in the name of Jesus. Lord, send the spirit of peace among them. Send the spirit of love among them. Drive the spirit of evil out from among them in the name of Jesus. No matter what has happened, Lord, let them see, amen, that there is good. My God, in the name of Jesus. I rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus right now. Comfort them, Lord. Let them go on their knees and pray tonight. Let them pray tonight. Prayer is the answer. My God, prayer is the answer tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, strengthen that family right now in the name of Jesus. My God, keep your arms around my beloved sister and keep your keep her encouraged in Jesus' name. My God, strengthen her faith that this hour in the name of Jesus, let her lean and let her continue right now. And we're going to give you the praise and gonna continue to pray for that family in Jesus' name. Thank the Lord right now in the holy name of Jesus. I feel the holy anointing of the Spirit of the Lord is upon you right now. I thank him right now. My God, I thank him right now. We're going to continue to bless the name of the Lord. Ain't no distant in prayer. God bless you, my God. Thank you for calling us tonight. My heart is broken because your heart is broken. Amen, because we love you tonight. But amen, it's into the hands of the Lord tonight. And we're going to give him all praise and all glory. Amen. Amen. He knows what he's done, and he knows what he allowed to be done. My God, in Jesus'
name. Thank you, Jesus.
My God. Thank you for calling, honey. And we will be in touch with you. Amen.
Yes,
God bless.
Thank you guys so much.
Yes, God bless you.
Amen.
Caller from 323-428, you are now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Yeah, Bishop. Yeah.
God bless you.
How you doing, Bishop? I'm fine.
Blessing
I'm
the Lord.
Okay, I'm just calling to request prayer for me and my family.
God bless you tonight, my brother. God bless you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. It's prayer time. It's prayer time, brother. It's prayer time.
Yeah.
It's prayer time. It's prayer time. It's prayer time. It's time for every knee to bow. Every knee to bow. And every tongue to confess that Jesus is Lord. And he is King of Kings. It's prayer time. Trouble is in the air, and it's not fit to get any better. It's going to get worse. We can't handle it ourselves. Only Jesus can. I come before the throne of grace tonight. And I'm asking, Lord, to look down up on my beloved brother tonight, my biologically brother. My God, and my nieces and my nephews. And I'm asking you, Lord, to minister to them like you have never before. Open up the eyes. I know, Lord, we walking around, but we sometimes can be in a grave. And our eyes can be blind. But, oh, open our eyes and let us see where we walking tonight. In the name of Jesus, touch and open up every blind eye tonight in the name of, and touch my family, touch them, Lord. Give them an eternal yes tonight in the name of Jesus. I know there ain't no distant in prayer tonight. Oh, Jesus, all over the country, everywhere. Amen. My people are there tonight. I'm asking you to touch them in the name of Jesus. Save them, sanctify them, and fill them with the precious Holy Ghost and that with fire in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Work with them, Lord. Work with them right now. I'm asking you to guide him, Lord. Guide him, Lord. Let him instruct his family in the right way in the name of Jesus. And we're going to give you the praise and all the glory. And I thank you, Lord, for him. I thank you for him, Lord. He is so grateful, amen, to the people of God. And my God, he do what he can to help. My God, I thank you for him in Jesus' name right now. Oh, continue to let your will be done, and we're going to give you the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Thank the Lord. Amen and amen. Thank you tonight, my brother, for calling. We love you. God bless you.
Thank you, Bishop. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Caller from 323-616. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hey, God bless you, Bishop. God bless you, Kitasha.
Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen. I want to pray my strength in the Lord. I pray for my family, my household, all my sisters and brothers, my mother and my dad. We just need more strength and more power so people can see that light shining on each and every one of us. And even the blood of Jesus to plead the blood of Jesus over this world, over everyone in, here in this world that's going through something.
Yes.
Homeless man, I saw him today, and I just said, Lord, what do you want me to do? And he told me to tell that homeless man to come walk in and go buy him something to eat. And I was just grateful for the smile that was on his face. So I just want to continue to pray my strength in the Lord, continue to pray for this land as a whole.
God bless you tonight. God bless you. Thank God for the vision.
Amen.
That minute, praise the Lord. We'll be back on the air right now. My God, I will pick up right now. Amen. Strength. Send us, Lord.
Amen.
When we are weak, you are strong.
Yes,
strengthen
Lord.
That household right now, Lord. Not Amen. Our will, but thy will be done. Strengthen this man of God in the name of Jesus right now. As he surrender his soul, mind, and body unto you to do your will,
yes,
Lord. It's no more his way,
no
Lord, way. But it's your way. My God, strengthen his household and let his light shine that, my God, those around him can see that you are living within his life. Let them see a change about him, Lord, and want to turn and glorify your name, which is in heaven, in the name of you. Bless his household, my God, his wife. My God, his son and his daughter, in the name of Jesus. We're living in the last day, Lord. Let him be an example to his household. Let him be an example to his family, Lord. My God, that men must repent. Men and women, boys and girls must repent because you are coming back, Jesus. Let him be able to stand, Lord, against the wiles of the devil. My God, every time Satan get ready, he has to do something to discourage him. Bind that spirit in the name of Jesus and let him glorify your name. And we're going to give you the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Thank the Lord for him. Amen and amen. God bless you, Minister.
Amen. God bless you, Bishop. God bless you, Katasha. Love you both.
Caller from Black Number, you're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Yes, God bless you, Katasha. God bless you, Bishop. Oh, hallelujah. I was just shaking when everybody listening to all the prayers going through. Pray my strength in the Lord. Pray for my entire family. Pray for, like you say, this global, the whole world. Just strengthen us, love and peace and, you know, care for one another just so much. That devil is wicked, and it just hurts me. I was crying. A tear ran down my eye when that baby, them two sisters, arguing, and one of them is dead. Pray our strength and pray for these family, and God take these evil, wicked ways away from these people, family members and friends, whoever they are. Help us, Lord. Pray for us. Whole nation, we need help.
God bless you tonight, my daughter. I can touch and agree with you right now. But according to the word of God, amen, and say, man's heart is wicked, man's heart. It hurts us to see humanity being so frail and so evil, my daughter. My God, the man's heart is evil. His thoughts is evil. Amen. It's not, amen, believing in life, but it's believing in destroying one another. Yeah. We need prayer tonight. We need help from heaven tonight. Master, in the body of Jesus Christ everywhere is a praying like never before. We need a shaking in the land. We need a revival in the land, in every home tonight. We need the movement of the Lord tonight in the name of Jesus. My God, bless my sister right now and bless her household in the name of Jesus. Do a new thing for in Jesus' name. Wake her up in that house, my God. Wake her up in that neighborhood. In the name of Jesus right now. Oh, we praise you and we thank you for what you have done. We thank you for sparing us, Lord. My God, in letting us be able is to pray another day. Many is dying right before our eyes, my God, but we pray to you for our life right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Thank you for calling and God bless you.
God bless you, too, you and Katasha.
You're welcome, darling. You're welcome.
Caller from 503-539.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hello, I'm calling from Portland, Oregon, and I just lost my father, Jimmy Moore, and I just wanted to join in on prayer with you guys.
God bless you, Sister Shativa. Thank you for calling in tonight.
Oh, praise the Lord, my darling. It's good to hear your voice. I just wish I was there with you. This is your uncle. Amen. I'm very sorry to hear. Amen of the lost. Amen of my nephew. Praise the Lord. Amen. But God will have to be done. I pray God will give the family strength at this time. Praise the Lord and let love continue to abide with y'all tonight. Oh, I'm praying for you, amen. I'm not just not praying for you, but I've been praying for the family. I miss my family. I love my family. My God, I know we're just a distant away, but amen, I want you to remember we love you tonight. And I pray, amen, that God will continue to give you strength. Amen, at this time, and give the rest of my family strength, and you give the rest of my family my love tonight, and let them know, amen, that Bishop Moore love them tonight, amen, and if there's anything we can do, amen, is to be assisting, amen, we'd be willing to do ever what we can. My God, bless my sister right now. Thank you for her calling in the name of Jesus. Work it out, come right now, and we're going to give you the praise and the glory for what you have done right now in Jesus' name. Thank the Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Our final caller of the night, area code 323-570. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore.
Hello, Katasha. Hello, Bishop.
God bless you, Brother Vernon. God bless.
God bless.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling in for prayer.
Yes, sir.
I'm praying for my father, my family, and you know I'm praying for that Holy Ghost, but I'm done.
God bless you, my brother, tonight. The Lord, amen, said he going to give you that. And amen, God cannot lie. I'll be able to talk to you on Sunday a little bit myself personally, amen. But amen, the Holy Ghost is for you. The Bible says amen in Acts 2 and 30 and 8, amen. For the promise is unto you and unto all that are far off, even as many as our Lord God shall call. God promised it to you, and he can't lie. He's going to give it to you right now. Breathe upon my brother right now. Breathe upon him, Lord, the breath of life in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, he sees the operation. He sees the power of the Lord being demonstrated. Breathe upon him, Lord. You have your way, Lord. You undertaking it. Oh, my God, undertaking his life right now, Lord. Let this be a testimony, Lord. My God, that others can see, Lord, what you have done for Brother Virgil in the name of Jesus. May the peace of God abide with you tonight. Keep him, Lord, till we meet again, and we're going to give you the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. And amen. Thank you for calling tonight. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. Bishop. And
amen.
Hold on 1 minute. One more minute. I have a young lady need prayer bad. Come on, tell him your name.
Oh, my name is Ebony, Eddie, and I'm getting prayer because the demon is messing with me. He is. And I know he is. I just want him to get off my back. Yeah. And I haven't told nobody about it, but I'm telling you about it, okay? I haven't even told Cynthia them about it, okay?
Yeah.
You're the first person I told about it.
Exactly.
We'll talk. That's it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Praise him.
I know. He's on me.
Ebony?
My name is Ebony.
You say your name is Ebony?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Amy, you say the demon is on your back. Praise the Lord.
He's on me bad because,
All right. I'm rebuking the spirit. Hold your peace and come out of her. In the name of Jesus right now. My God, you need prayer right now. But you say the fervent prayers of the righteous prevail in much in the name of Jesus. Give honey tongue. Yes, Lord. In the evil water, I command that spirit to come out in the name of Jesus right now. My God. I know the Lord. Amen. I feel the spirit. Amen. Moving right now, daughter. Pray. Amen. Ask God to forgive you for everything that's not like you. My God, and the Lord will strengthen you from this day and this hour right now. Amen. If I don't see you, call back on next Wednesday night and let me know how you're feeling, what the Lord has done right now. Amen. He's a God of deliverance. He's a God of healing. And he have no respect of a person.
Hallelujah.
What he have done for one, he'll do for the other one. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Thank you for calling tonight. Our time is out. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome. You're welcome.
Wow. Powerful prayer tonight, you guys. Thank you so much. 20 callers in. That's what we like. We like to be able to have you guys in. And just remember, everything you've asked for, God's going to give it to you. So don't doubt him. We love you, but God loves you the best. Until next time, bye-bye, everybody.